WOND.
All right, that's Rocco from Atlantic City. Thank you, Rocco.
I'm happy that Rocco actually called in for telling us what tree we need to bark up now.
And, let me interrupt for 1 second. I got a call from Rocco in Atlantic City. Rocco, what's your comment?
That recent Mid-Atlantic meeting, the way I look at it, it's more days to fish for fish you can't keep. And gentlemen, make sure we follow the money. Less recreational fishing benefits those who supply restaurants and fish stores. One more thing, which I hope is not true, but I sadly think is.
Are you talking about commercial fishermen?
Well, I'm talking about less recreational fishing will benefit those who supply restaurants and fish stores because those families have to go out to enjoy a flounder meal. And one more thing. And I hope these things are not true, but sadly, I believe they are. McMansions drive more rateable revenue, that's tax revenue, for local municipalities than fishing boats and marinas. That is very short-term thinking. But eventually, when you kill family attractions like fishing, this eventually and negatively affects real estate values. This is where master plans and planning boards got to step up.
Yeah. Well, actually, Robin Scott mentions that quite a bit, that she's getting crowded out by condos and McMansions along the bayfront there on Amherst Avenue and Margate. And she keeps holding on, though. She's amazing.
And I got to just say, hey, Noel, just keep an eye out for those brand new land use rules and zoning rules by the CRDA. They could affect fishing along the inlet.
Well, okay.
You know, I went to a meeting there, and they didn't have the jetties even on their map. And it's a shame to say we're...
The CRDA.
We went to the council meeting for the first ward. And I says, everything looks really nice in all these zonings and everything that you're doing. But you're missing one big thing. The major majority of the people who comes down to Atlantic City to come fishing come to the inlet. And you don't even have them on a map. And it's a shame to say that if you have a whole situation, I think the inlet should look like Baltimore Harbor. We have close to 5,000 feet of jetties in Atlantic City. With the new ones just came in, putting everything together, we have one of the deepest channels. And they don't even know this. We're the world record striped bass still on land is in Atlantic City still. It's not a secret.
It's amazing.
It's not a secret. And these people need to realize this. The whole industry and fishing and tourism and stuff like that is not just casinos. We're surrounded with water. And I can't express hard enough.
I just got to remind everybody that as of effective January 2018, the CRDA now has 100% control of the entire tourism district. And sadly, Atlantic City has no control over anything that has to do with the boardwalk, the beaches, and the tourism
districts. So the locals have no say in what goes on?
Not no more, I guess it seems like.
Common sense approach went right out the door again.
Maybe.
So you're saying all this ordeal that I've been doing for the past 2 years, me, Shep, and everybody else, and putting all this information out and getting signatures, I've been going to the wrong place 100% of the time.
Just over the past few weeks, the place where you need the tree that you need to bark up has moved from Atlantic City City Council, with all due respect, over to the CRDA. And I truly do not like sharing that piece of information with
you. All right, well, good.
Well, thank you very much
for the tip. We'll look into that. That's a good deal that you brought that up. Thank you. All right, that's Rocco from Atlantic City. Thank you, Rocco.
It's gotten smaller over the years, yeah.
It's gotten a lot smaller. Earlier. How many charters you was talking about earlier?
Well, we're down to 9 or 10 head boats out of Cape May County and up out of Atlantic County now. You know, having Barney get light shrink. Yeah, you know, there's only two boats left up there, the party boats left up there. And
Where out of where?
Barney get light. Barney get light used to have a bunch of party boats as well. They're down to two. They're down to two party boats and a handful of charter boats up there. And there's not a lot of guys doing it. There's not a lot of true guys doing it on a full-time basis anymore. Everybody's got to do something to subsidize our hobby, as people have said it. Fishing is a hobby.
I honestly think we all need to stick together in all these meetings, and we should have a coalition of a lot of people coming out of
Well, they did down at Cayman. They used to have the Charter Boat Association. Laney County had one for a while.
Yes.
In fact, they were key in raising some money for the to get the reef started.
Again, we had a lot of active members. We had a lot of guys that owned boats. A lot of guys participated in the fishery. You know, doing a lot of charter boats, a lot of party boats back then, and everything. And things have just slowly going down. I keep saying it. We're dinosaurs on the verge of extinction, and we just don't know it.
Oh, geez.
I'm happy that Rocco actually called in for telling us what tree we need to bark up now. it's very informational stuff.
That's right.
You won't know.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We've been going to the wrong place for 100% of the time, and we've never been to the CRDA. We've been to the mayor's office. We've been here and there, and they control 100% of the.
I dealt with the CRDA a little bit when I was sports editor, but. All those people have changed.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And that's the force. We have two sources of government in Atlantic City.
I just want to make a comment on the flounder situation.
Go ahead.
And I've tagged now over 11,000 flounder.
Oh, wow.
And male flounder is dying off at 17 and a half inches, and it's gone completely by 18. The regulations that they're going for, they keep 18, 19 inches. All we're taking is, and if you look at the numbers over the last 30 years, when they first put in the 13-inch size limit, you know, that population grew fairly steady until it got to 17 and a half inches where it flattened out. And since we've had an 18-inch regulation, it's gone down, and it's going down at a rapid pace. So, you know, the message that has to go to the legislators and to the ASMFC and the Mid-Atlantic is that we're killing too many females. We need to have some sort of a slot, and that argument has got to be strong. That's about all I want to say.
I know there's a couple people here, you and Bob, who you know how to make strong statements.
Hey, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Bob Rush, you remember back when we first started Fluke Fisheries Management, and they told us, if you take a 13-inch size limit, you're going to reap the benefits going forward?
Absolutely.
Where have we reaped the benefits going forward? Have we? Because I haven't seen them. You?
They keep raising the size limit.
Yeah.
I mean, the mentality is driving me crazy.
They take away the common sense approach. You take away the common sense approach, and this is what we got.
I'm convinced they're just trying to destroy the recreational fishing industry. I'm just, they don't listen.
Like,
I sit on the advisory, the Fluke Advisory Committee, and, you know, the last 2 years, we've given them a solid recommendations, both from the commercial side and the recreational side, to lower the size limit, get some smaller fish out of the population. They ignore it. They go to these technical advisors who I doubt ever have a line in the water, and we end up with what we have, and it's ridiculous.
It's all done by numbers, all statistics.
Yeah, it's all
dumb. Bill's being a little nice. He usually says these people don't know how to spell fish.
Yeah, that's a fact.
H-S-I...
Oops, I came close with it. All right.
Yeah, I'll let you go, guys. Good show.
All right, Bill. Be better, man. Be better.
Yeah, I'll get you.
Okay. Talk to you, man. Thanks.
Hey, Chef.
Yeah, Victor.
Here's something, too, that you got to think about. Everybody thinks that what happened down in Maryland was a great thing, but we didn't overfish flounder this year. So, yes, it got liberalized by 17%, and that almost didn't happen if it wasn't for a few guys like me and Paul Hartzell and a couple others who spoke up.
Victor Hartley, Mike Schmidt, this is Shep Doan talking on fishing.
Hopefully getting ready to be able to catch something this season. From the meeting the other night, I just think we're in the same boat. I think the New Jersey Fisheries Council needs to stand up and say, no, enough is enough. And I don't know how they do that without hurting us in the process, but I know we have to do something because 100 days or 121 days to catch sea bass isn't a lot of time. We have currently, right now, we run one boat that fishes in the bay in the ocean. That's the Miss Ocean City. And we used to have two boats, and hopefully eventually again we'll have one boat that fishes in the bay and one boat that fishes in the ocean. And we primarily run half-day trips and then some longer trips in the spring and fall. And we run all summer, and right now that's the only time it seems like we're really running now is in the summertime.
Gotcha.
And what happened to me this year, like I told the council when I was there last month, was fishing's gotten so bad and people have gotten to the point that they don't trust the system anymore, that I have tourists now that ask me questions. They're like, well, what happens if we keep a fish that's, like, say our size limit 17 inches? They're like, what happens if we keep a fish that's 16 and three quarters? I've never had people ask me that before. And now all of a sudden, like, I'll be honest, in my position, especially fishing the boat in the bay all summer, I'd rather see a family have one fish per person and take four fish home for a family than we catch 200 fish in the bay and I got to throw 197 back and we keep three because they're a quarter inch too short. We catch a ton of fish that are a little bit short. But when I start having customers ask me about breaking the law and what's going to happen to them,
if they keep a short one,
nothing happens to me.
Well, they can't get on any of the council or boards in New Jersey. That was one of the things we were talking about at the meeting the other night.